I'm not sure how they managed to wake up so early. It might have been a bit like a birthday or Christmas. You never really get to sleep. You sort of doze off a bit and then wake up. Is it time? But what I do know, very early in the morning, when it was just beginning to get light, when creation, as it were, held its breath for the first rays of sun, Mary and her friends were up and out. And they walked to the place they knew very well. And it was cold in the morning, and they were going to a graveyard, and I think they probably shivered a little bit. But when they got there, to their surprise, the massive stone that blocked the grave had been rolled away. And they looked inside, and to their surprise and horror, Jesus wasn't there. His body was missing. Now, I don't know what they said to each other, but they didn't have much of a conversation, because suddenly there was a bright light and they heard a voice saying, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen." And so it is that first the women, and then not long after, the disciples, discovered that their leader, their teacher, their friend, was not dead. He had come back to life again. He was risen from the dead. I've got a picture for you. Who can tell me what this is? A wedding. Yes, it's a wedding celebration. Many couples spend days of their time planning their wedding. Many spend almost a small fortune paying for their wedding, to celebrate their marriage, to celebrate the start of a new life together as husband and wife. Just for a moment, imagine a spectacular wedding. Hundreds of guests are present at the wedding. The banquet, the band, and the entertainment are superb, to the delight of all those who attend, and to the envy of all those who weren't invited. But so what? So what? What really matters? Is it the amount of money spent? Is it the eloquence or humor of the speeches? Or is it the photos and the digital video that can be played and viewed afterwards to relive the event? What do you think? What really matters? What really matters is none of those things. What really matters is not that day, but what happens afterwards. How that husband and wife live together in a partnership. How they grow in love. How they build a lasting relationship which blesses them and blesses others. You can imagine the most extravagant wedding, and then within weeks, the couple separate. What's the point? It's meaningless. This morning we've come together for our Easter celebration. We come to party. That's the first time I've let off a party popper in a church service. I've even worn my best Malaysian preaching shirt to celebrate. Let's celebrate again together. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Are you here? Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Yes, he is risen indeed. But so what? So what? What is really important? Is it the Easter Sunday celebration together? The brilliant preacher? The refreshments afterwards? No, none of these things. What is important is the growth of our relationship with Jesus based on the truth of the resurrection. Unless the fact that Christ is risen changes and touches our lives in some way, it is all pointless. Like a broken marriage. Three things that we need to appreciate about the resurrection. The first is, because Jesus is risen, we have a new confidence in Jesus' word and in his teaching. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, his enemies tormented him, and they said, "He saved others. Let this Christ, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." And did he come down from the cross? No, he didn't. He didn't avoid the suffering of the cross. But God raised him from the dead. He didn't come down from the cross so that we might see and believe. He was raised from the dead that we might see and believe. His words were not those of a crazed man. They were not those of a deceiver. They were those of a God man, a good man. And this was demonstrated when he was raised from the dead. And so it is that we can treasure his word and his teaching that leads us to the Father, that shows us how we might live. We can have confidence in his word. Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. And because he is risen, a second thing. We can have a new certainty of life. Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life, life in all its fullness." But what does that mean? What happens when we die? This was a question that worried the Christians in Corinth. And so Paul wrote to them. And one of the things he wrote to them about was the resurrection of Jesus. And he told them about all the evidence that proved that Jesus was risen from the dead. And at the end of his argument, he said this: "Because Christ is risen, you too will rise from the dead." He put it like this: "So in Christ, all will be made alive." And this is the confidence that we have that this life on earth is not everything that there is, that life continues. We will live after death because Jesus lived after death. And this confirms the word that Jesus gave to Martha. You remember Martha's brother Lazarus had died and she was so sad. And Jesus said to her this: "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." And then he ended, "Do you believe this?" And that's my question this morning. Do you believe this? That if we trust in Jesus, we will never die. We will be with him. Jesus is risen. Risen indeed. And thirdly and lastly, because Christ is risen, it inspires a new commitment of service. Paul, in writing to the Christians in Corinth, ended with this challenge. So, my dear brothers and sisters, stand strong. Don't let anything change you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. You know that your work in the Lord is never wasted. This was his conclusion, because Christ is risen from the dead. Jesus' resurrection is inspirational. Death turned into life. Defeat into victory. Despair into hope. And so we are called, as we live in the resurrection light, to stand strong. When things seem to mount up and overwhelm us, we stand strong because of the resurrection. When we face problems that seem insolvable, we stand strong because of the resurrection. When there is opposition, when people criticize, when we don't seem to be making headway, we stand strong because of the resurrection. And we know that the work, the service, what we do for Christ will have fruit, will have consequence, even though we may not see it in this life. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. He is risen indeed, but so what? Three things to remember. Firstly, we have a new confidence in his word. The scriptures can be trusted. What he taught us can be believed. Secondly, we have a new certainty of life. Yes, this life is not all that there is. There is life after death. And thirdly, we have a new commitment to service. Let us pray. Our loving Father, we praise you indeed because you raised Christ from the dead. Oh, Father, help us to live in the resurrection hope. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.